This is Fresh Air, I'm Terry Gross. Doo-wop singer Nolan Strong and his group The Diablos were popular around Detroit in the mid-50s. Their music is credited with influencing the early Motown sound. Music critic Milo Miles says, despite Strong's wonderful voice, his records have been hard to find and he remains virtually unknown. Two new reissues of Diablos' material may help bring him the recognition Milo says he deserves.
It's too bad we had to break up. Can we try again and darling make up? Can we talk it over again, darling, for old time, old time's sake? It's never.
It's easy to make fun of doo-wop fanatics. Like surf nuts and rockabilly hounds, they vastly overrate obscure performers and sometimes confuse rarity with quality. The point seems to be to show a fellow collector that you have one of three known copies of a 45 rather than play the thing and enjoy it. On the other hand, in an era when any sort of junk gathers cachet, doo-wop is strangely disparaged by non-believers. I suspect this is because coolness, in the sense of knowing irony and detachment, has little capital in doo-wop. Whether joking or lusting or grieving for lost love, doo-wop singers want to be nakedly emotional. And their vulnerability, combined with the ecstatic uplift of gospel, certainly helped shape soul music. Detroit is not thought of as having much of a music industry before Motown, but it did exist. Both Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson have cited Nolan Strong and the Diablos as a group that impressed them at the dawn of the 60s. Yet only doo-wop aficionados carry a torch for Strong. More pumped-up nostalgia? Well, in Nolan Strong's case, I would argue that he is indeed the most wondrous unknown singer at the roots of soul. Here's the group's biggest regional hit.
When the cool summer breeze sends a chill
If that isn't the perfect preview of Michael Jackson, I'll eat his old gloves. Aside from Nolan Strong, the Diablos had only one advantage, their own guitarist, Bob Chico Edwards, who added a beefy, consistent twang to their records. Worst of all, the Diablos were sort of condemned to their small independent record label, Fortune, who knew they had a gem lead singer and never let him loose. Fortune delivered shabby recording quality and often subpar material, but they sheltered a host of sweet, very affecting vocalists, though none could touch Strong. Whether he was imitating Jackie Wilson or Clyde McFadder or whatever boogie was trendy at the moment, Strong was himself. He sounds vulnerable but at ease, a charming pro who packed outside passion into his delicate phrasing. When it looked like vocal groups were on the decline in the early 60s, he tried some solo releases and didn't really miss the Diablos at all. This is his last solo hit, Mind Over Matter. Oddly enough, Strong never found the spotlight that was obviously waiting for him at Motown or Atlantic. After Mind Over Matter, the Diablos became an oldies act, and Strong died in 1977 when he was 43. For years, the Fortune LPs were expensive and only available directly from the Detroit company. Now Regency Records in Canada has reissued two CDs of Diablos material. The first volume includes The Wind and enough snappy tracks for all but obsessives. No reissue could do much about the murky sound. But once you hear Nolan Strong, you'll just have to have his voice caress you every once in a while.
Milo Miles is a music writer living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Detroit doo-wop Nolan Strong and the Diablos, Volume 1 and 2, have been reissued on the Canadian label Regency Records.
Remember, remember. Yes, but
this is Fresh Air.